Hey, thank you so much for joining us today on From Start to Finish podcast with Christina Faith. I am your host, Christina Faith, where we inspire people to live authentically and start and finish their dreams. Thank you so much for listening and enjoy the show. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Welcome to Inspiring Entrepreneurs from Start to Finish. This is Christina Faith. I absolutely love the fact that you guys have subscribed and have listened and have clicked the link for this podcast. It has been a pleasure to grow with you, to interview amazing people, to give you information that can encourage you. And today I just wanted to encourage you a bit. I recently wrote a blog on ChristinaFaith.com. It was all about the hope of the entrepreneur. Entrepreneurship has become so glamorized and it's become a culture fad that it seems like everyone is an entrepreneur. However, I see a lot of people that are starting to become entrepreneurs, but they're not finishing. Your days run together, you lose sleep, you miss social engagements, you lose money. That's just the part of entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship isn't this upward battle. It's this mountain that you climb that goes up, it goes down, it goes up, it goes down. The process sometimes is very slow, and I know you see a lot of people selling their startups and becoming so engaged and involved in tech and meds and everything else. This is the battle of the entrepreneur, that regardless of what you see, you keep going. An entrepreneur has faith and hope that the things that they're hoping for, that they have faith in, that it's going to come to pass. And in our modern day and time, it's so important that we become entrepreneurs. I remember in 2001, 2000 election, George Bush was running and we're sitting in our high school classrooms and he said that my kids won't have Social Security, my kids probably won't have retirement funds, my kids will have to be entrepreneurs. And he declared that year that we were beginning to see more entrepreneurs than ever before, and that as the millennials, we needed to be entrepreneurs. And I know if you're 30-something or if you're 40-something, 50-something, you maybe not be a millennial, but you live in the millennial generation where it's time that we become persistent, that we become good starters and good finishers. Napoleon Hill has this amazing book called Think and Grow Rich. It's probably the basis for the book, the business book that all books are written off of. And it's just a great book. You really should check it out. He has this quote in it. It says, "Lack of persistence. Most of us are good starters, but poor finishers of everything we begin. Moreover, people are prone to give up at the first signs of defeat. There is no substitute for persistence. The person who makes persistence his watchword discovers that old man failure finally becomes tired and makes his departure. Failure cannot cope with persistence." So today, as you go along your life, along your day, if you click this link, I hope that you will hustle and remember that persistence. No matter if you're working a full-time job, going to school, and being an entrepreneur, you can keep going. I remember as a child, I always was amazed by how my mother would hold down so many jobs or do so many things and keep going, because her hope was that what she was doing mattered. So if what you're doing is good and that's your why, whatever your why is, why you want to be an entrepreneur, keep focused on your why. Because if you don't know your why, you'll just fall for anything and you'll just stop doing it. But if your why is important to you, your why will help you become a finisher. So today on From Start to Finish, I hope that you are inspired to finish something that you started or continue the process and see it through. Don't let lack of persistence be the thing that deters you. Have a great day.